From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. Hurricane Maria, with maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour, destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday as a Category 4 storm. It was later downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. It's now heading toward the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas. Before arriving in the U.S. territories, the hurricane went directly over the island of Dominica. The Prime Minister wrote on Facebook that initial reports indicate widespread devastation. He said the focus is on finding injured or trapped people in the rubble. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The country's interior minister said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday. They used heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. President Enrique Peña Nieto said of the people still trapped that every minute counts to save lives. He said rescuing those individuals is the country's top priority right now. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in New York Wednesday. He said achieving peace between Israelis and Palestinians may be the toughest deal of all.
We're at a very important juncture. There's a small period of time, and we're going to see what we can do. There can be no promises, obviously. So many people have talked about it, and it's never happened. But we are fighting very hard. We are trying very hard. We're all getting along together well. We'll see if we can do it. And if we do it, it would be a great, great legacy for everybody.
The president said a peace agreement would be the deal of the century and a fantastic achievement. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has asked the White House to release several records and email correspondence related to actions taken by President Trump since assuming office. Mueller's request appears to indicate a broadening of the investigation to include the possibility that Trump tried to obstruct an FBI probe on the Russian interference. The United Nations is calling for a stop to attacks on people with albinism for body parts. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Persons with albinism, an inherited condition that affects the pigment of skin and hair, sometimes are victims of witchcraft. They are attacked, mutilated, and even killed in the belief their body parts can bring wealth and good luck. Tanzanian Mariama Stafford survived an attack one decade ago when she was 25 years old. Speaking through an interpreter, she tells VOA she was sleeping in her home when four people came in and attacked her with machetes.
One of those four people was a neighbor, and he is the one who took the machete and was cutting my arms. He cut my right arm first and threw it to the accomplices. And then later on, he chopped off my left arm.
Stafford says there should be stringent laws against any person who attacks people with albinism. She says she also would like to see the government take away licenses to practice from witch doctors. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says about 50 refugees now living in two detention centers in the Pacific will soon be resettled in the United States. During a television interview Wednesday, Turnbull said an equal number of refugees being held in Papua New Guinea and Nauru are heading to the United States within the next several weeks. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.